Voilà. Foundation
before dimensions.
And the cross, he breaks something. When Jesus said it is finished, he meant it. He meant it. Binga, finished. I said, Lord, what up? Don't look at that matter. When I pronounce finished, it's finished. What happened in the wilderness? The wilderness, they say, transfer your focus to the man of Calvary. Now, everything that troubles you about sin, leave the focus and begin to look at the cross. Brother, what are you struggling with? Any secret sin there? The one you are quietly struggling with, you are better bend before the cross and say, Lord, may I lay this foundation afresh. You see the satisfaction in both brothers and sisters. God had to deal with my wife. My wife is short. God, and then I hear all the time. She was explaining. I said, what's the reason for the idea? So that I can be accepted. It's a restlessness. There's something that you still like that you are going for. Hey, did I say don't wear high heel? No, that's not what I said. I said when that becomes a problem, the foundation. I want to see brothers and sisters who says, I would rather die than compromise. If you are not doing it in your PPA, there was a time like that, my LIC, LOC, what do you call LI? Is it GI? I think call it LI in Kazauri. And then they said that I was to go and do something, and he told me, he said, look, I can help you. All you just need to do is lie. Keep your Alawi. Let the NYC penalize me that I travel. Period. Lie. And before, I will accept the offer. We have been in NCCF together, but how many of you truly sin has lost power over you? You know, not just this, Lord, forgive me, and I will repent. Sorry, bro. I was in church, but I wasn't free until the Lord began to introduce me. There's something about the cross. Benga, look at it. As I'm checking my Bible, I remember I attended the meeting and Pastor Kumi said, if you are not free, you are not free. That's it, may hit me. Don't, if you are not free, you are not free. Don't assume. Don't tongue cover it. You are not free, brother. Not free. Go back to the foundation. And be free. And I know Jesus has set you free. It's just that you have not looked to see your freedom. You have not looked to see your freedom. There are people that will enter courtship. They are already committing sin. But they will not talk. After all, that's the best I will marry. It's the cross that is missing. You will hate it. You say, no! No! Look at Joseph. Did Joseph saw Jesus Christ on the cross? I don't see. It's okay. It is the foundation. Two, the cross is the point of our deliverance. I have said that in my words. Two comments and I move away to the final point and then we pray. Is the point. Friends, is the point too. Now, let me address. We have addressed deliverance from sin. So, brother, sister, you must come to the point. I say, don't pretend. You must come to that point. When I knew that, I was shouting everywhere, preaching everywhere, but I was battling with all kinds of things. People fall down in my meetings before I told God, I don't want it again. Yes. And if I raise two songs, you are Yahweh, the ushers, I've not started preaching. No. I'm not joking. And the person says, you are Yahweh, ushers, please hold that sister there, and the sisters are foremost. Hold that sister there, that brother there. That's what I'm doing about. If they invite me to another meeting, hallelujah for the Lord. I felt powerful. until God brought a brother. And you have heard me share it before. It was that brother that ended my ministry of rising and falling. He fell, giant. And I felt really anointed because girls have been falling in my meeting. The only ladies. That's why I say, look, brothers don't fall well. No, brothers are strong. See, if I'm not falling, there's nothing you do. I'm not falling. This one fell. And when he fell, I felt powerful. Only that I saw him another time. Nothing has changed. It was a big boy. Nothing has changed. I say, look, this anointing that scatters cheer, but leave the arts intact. I don't like it. Ah, no. I've said it again. Can trailer jam you and you go home to report it? Mommy, guess what today? Ah, it was serious. You know that Dangote trailer? He jammed me. And you are talking. No, sir. I've heard people talk about the Holy Ghost power that is as strong as electric voltage. If this voltage entered you, it only entered your body and left your heart. So Holy Ghost now is in the business of body feeling. And left the main place where they cross, the reason for the cross. Ah, Esther, change this my experience. I fell before the Lord. I said, no, sir. This thing is strange. If I want to start meetings then, I'll be meeting hours, so hours. Oh, my brain is falling. Hours. Hours, so hours. Minister, probably 5 hours. Pack the chairs, please, pack the chairs. Why are we fall today? He said, that brother just strolled into a meeting and I catch, yes. And he fell. Kaya. He fell. Only to see him. Pastor, have a. You know, it remains smart. You ask him. But you fell. What fell you? That's the question. What fell you? And I thank the Lord in his providence when I told him, no, fell more. Egba ministry, Shishubu. I don't want that ministry again. I don't say people cannot fall. Let the power of God come. But I'm through with it. I want people to fall by themselves. Conscious. Fall before your face. While you are doing surgical operation upon their hearts. I want people to stand up and say, since I attended that meeting, something finished. I've been to meetings where it was just waste. I'll just carry my Bible and say, Lord, we have wasted their time again. Lord, something is not right in me. Yes. Because I find out the ministry of the cross is to deliver. Hey, Lord Jesus. This thing must happen. Deliver. I've seen brothers watching Big Brother Niger. They are analyzing it. Tongue speakers. A brother came and reported that to me. And I said, who taught you that? Some are given to all kinds of things on the screen. You see, there's a path that you must see in the cross. I knew when I was delivered from sin. I was the president of the OGCF. Of the campus, and I went to Goku. And Brogbili said, submit your old man. And if I'm to come out for the altar call, I must pass before the executive. And I'm their president. That was the issue. Me, that when I'm running meetings, people are falling. Cheers, don't get that. Cheers, say, my Brogbinga gets there. Fire will fall today. It was a big, big brother. But here, I saw. First, I saw Watchman's book. After reading that Watchman, the Lord now said, find your way to Boko. I want to go and complete this thing you saw in Watchman. And then Bro Billy said, come and submit your old man. I said, Lord, this submission is hard. You see, can I submit it here? The Lord said, mm-mm. The debt was public. Go publicly. And we're going to call some of you publicly here. So I said, Sister Titi, Brother Shin, the General Secretary, Oh Lord, let me and you bury me here. You know, you bury Moses dead privately. Bury me. He doesn't know. That's Moses. You go out. Oh, I came out in tears. I said, Lord, everybody respects me, but there's no deliverance. You are the big man of God. It's all right. There are days coming. Whether you are in office in Shell or Chevron, or you are the owner or the proprietor of a school, or where God would have sent you, that's when you will know that this thing you did not submit, a day is coming, you will regret it. It's true. Don't be deceived. Finally, the cross made us to be cut off from our personal life. The cross is the symbol of our death. Don't let me describe it more than that, because of time. If it was a Bible study, we'll have picked issues, traced it from different places and all that. But we can't trace it beyond there. I'm stopping now. I've been buried with Christ and I rose with him. I'm following Jesus. I've carried my cross. Sin has lost its power over me. I'm following Jesus. I've carried my cross. No more guilt and no more condemnation. I'm following Jesus. I've carried my cross. I now live only for the will of God. I'm following Jesus. I've carried my cross. I have carried my cross. I have carried my cross. To follow Jesus, I've carried my cross. I have carried my cross. I have carried my cross. To follow Jesus, I've carried my cross. Go on, brother. Keep it. You soon stop. The cross ended your life. The cross. Don't pray now. You soon. It ended your life. Wait a little bit, you will soon stop. I felt we are ministering to somebody. The cross ended your life. Brother, it ended it. And it was Galatians 2:20 that confirmed that. I've been crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, yes. Please, brother, sisters, don't quote it. You stop living. You stop living. You see, thank you. If you understand the cross, let's close with these final words. You can't live for yourself. No. If God says you go and pick a form in APC or BDP and that you are going for me, and politics was not even in your dictionary. I'm following Jesus. I've carried my cross. A disciple of ours is going into the Nigerian army. And you know that place. You know what's going on. The mother called me. You are the one remaining as a father to this boy. Is this how you want him to go and waste his life? I said, Mama, it's the Lord. Yeah. I called the brother. Do you know the possibility that you are raising? Once his burden is to go and preach to soldiers who are going to war. His burden is to go and raise disciples among the army. Do you know the possibility of dying? He says, I'm following Jesus. I've carried my cross. I found that there is only disciples that have carried their cross that can conquer the world. I'm telling you. Those who will conquer this world are cross carriers. Jesus said, if you don't carry your cross and follow me, say you are not worthy of me. Did he not say that? He said, a crossless Christian cannot affect this world. Do you know that? Sincerely, as I'm coming and I'm praying to, I say, Lord, I'm following Jesus. I've carried it. This is what the cross means. Not only did you die and gave me a right to be your son, but I also have stopped living. Oh, I remember this illustration the Lord brought at the time. And he said, when I died, you also died. That's what Romans 6, chapter 6 and verse 6 says. We said we are buried with him. So when Christ died, you died. Excuse me, brother. Is it a revelation or a statement to you? And the Lord said, when you die, we announce your obituary. That when Jesus died, Benjamin also died. Your obituary has been sent. We gave a copy to the pit of hell. We gave a copy to you. We held a copy. I said, Lord, what do you mean? He said, hell testified that when Jesus died, everyone, 1 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 30, everyone was in Christ who believed in him. And they died there with him. Something finished, something ended. Your own copy was the Bible. The copy in heaven is Jesus. Devil cannot deny that you have died. Devil knows you died. The only problem we are having is you, who does not want to agree that you died. And I will look foolish. Imagine announcing your own obituary. How does it look like? Say, brother, here lies the remain of Olubenga Adebanjo, who died with Christ in 2019. Can you still have business with a dead man? No. The business I will have with you now is not that one, but a new man. This is what changed everything for me. Can you see a dead man and you say, you are owing me money, you are owing me money. Can you tell that a man in the coffin like that is dead? Something even tells you that he's dead. When I told my mother that I'm following Jesus, then he said, other people are following Jesus. Don't you see Pastor Adeboye? He also followed Jesus. And I said, that's how Pastor Adeboye followed Jesus. He said, the way I'm following it, I'm not sure of where he's taking me to. I'm not the first. Didn't he tell Abraham that unto a land I will show you? So I'm following. That's how we've been following. Asha, take on this. I told the brother, come and join mission work. He said, I would like to be sponsoring missions. I said, but God wants it is you to join. I perceive you should join. So a door opened for him in Lagos. But he confessed to one of our brothers. He said, if I come, what will I eat? And I said, we are following Jesus. We have carried that. We said, what will I eat? I will not come and sit down. I said, you are not sitting down. You are trekking about, walking about to preach. You are not going to sit down. He said, so, but what will I eat? That's the problem. He said, he got a job. They've not set his accommodation, though, but he has run to Lagos. And I begged Baba to frustrate him until he finds rest. When we talk missions, I say, hey, there are people that have anointing for missions. I say, read your Bible. There's no word missionary in the Bible. All of us are missionaries. You are the one to ask, Jesus, where am I following you to? That's it. That's it, brother. In your following Jesus, why are you... You remember the last chapter of John? Do you remember, bro, Peter? Jesus raised an issue with Peter and said, feed my lambs. Do you love me? Do you love me? after they settled, then John the Beloved was following. Then Jesus, then Peter said, "What about this man?" Jesus said, "What is, if I say he should remain till the second coming, what is that to you? You follow." I find that the Jesus Christ will not even allow you to compare yourself with another brother in Christ to and say, "What about brother man?" I say, "Don't you see what he does?" You follow. That's it. So as we pray right now, my brothers and sisters, have you come to the experience of this cross? When you submit CV, you are not doing trial and error. Print CV and do many photocopies. Submit everywhere so that the one that call you, a believer, a disciple. No, sir. That's not how a disciple does. A disciple will list out and call his master. Which one are you talking about? We are not following. Brother, please, if you are singing or you are praying, first settle this question. Because you are not fit to pray if you are not following. You are not fit to. We are raising prayers for the nations and then the persecuted. And the Lord said, if you are not willing to go, you are not fit to pray. You must be, it is me that should tell you, sit down. I have an assignment here for you. I beg of you. SCF, when SGLT, God showed him what this will be about. And I will repeat it for those who can hear, that your allowance is not your own. It's not. Your allowance is for Jesus. The prophecy that brought out this house all over the Federation is, there will come a time when Nigerian youth shall be paid to carry the gospel. Till I die, I will remind every NCCF of that. That's the content of the prophecy. There shall come a time when Nigerian youth will be paid to carry. They are paid to carry the gospel. They are not paid for their pocket. They are not paid for their investment. This look too spend and too rash. But that is the truth. If we don't go back to the content of that prophecy, Lord, this 1 year we sacrifice to you. You must push your agenda in this Federation. You are not carrying the cross. Let me see you emaciated, so-called. I didn't say you should be emaciated. Let me see you emaciated, so-called. Somebody say, Sister Lydie, what happened? What did you do with your allowance? We give everything to push the gospel. You are stupid. Say yes, actually. We carried our cross. I look stupid now. When we're dropping our money in SCF. We stupid. I got angry when we could not get Quranic Bible. After we labored in Danzomo and we saw raw power of God turning people. And the next thing that hindered their discipleship was that there was no Quran Bible. Arabic Bible. Sorry. There's no Arabic Bible. What's my allowance doing there? Am I mad? There shall come a time when Nigeria shall be paid to carry the gospel. I saw coppers, Christian coppers, budgeting their money. I'm following Jesus. I've carried my cross. I said, President, that rural road, where are we now? Said, this is where we are. Take my money. That's why President and Jay said, Baba will help you. You must lead us in this house by bearing the cross. You must serve like he served. Please, as we pray, I want to ask you, if you leave this NCCF, don't go and continue your struggle. You know why? Because only cross carriers are fit to follow him.
only those who have decided to stop living. And guys, some of you think that God will direct you to a useless place. That's what you are always thinking. He will direct you to where he wants you to be. All eyes close as we pray. I have carried my cross. I have carried my cross. I'm following Jesus. I've carried my cross. I have carried my cross. I have carried my cross. Following Jesus. I carried my cross.
We could not raise the issues. I just felt this just an evening. If it was Bible study, it's different. We could have been there. Raising issues.
To follow Jesus, I've carried my cross. This is what I choose to do. To follow Jesus, I've carried my cross. I choose to follow Jesus.
Oluwa.
I've carried my cross.
If you do this in NCCF,
how
will the work of our Father push?
Jesus, I've carried my cross.
Oh God.
For the rest of my days, I will carry my cross. And I will follow Jesus. I've carried my cross. I will never turn back. I have carried my cross.
Holy Spirit.
Focusing on Jesus, I've carried my cross. I have carried my cross.
Oh Lord Jesus.
I have carried my cross. To follow Jesus.
Look up a little bit. The man has said, please, we are going to round up the meeting. Look up a little bit. Go on, go on. The hope of revival is NCCF. Believe me, I'm telling with all my heart. The hope of revival is NCCF. Listen to me. I'm speaking with all humility. I'm not standing because I know how to speak. God battered NCCF from his heart by prophecy. He saw the Islamic Jihad. He raised this house years before. Listen to me. You don't know. When we were in Plateau for I think one of our conferences, we were laboring in prayer one night. I saw coppers laboring. I mistakenly called one of our brothers. I said, brother, where are you from? He said, from Borno. It was our time Boko Haram began. Terrible bomb blasts. Coppers were affected. I said, bro, are you an Hausa? He said, I think from Ogun State or so. I said, why? People like us were even afraid. He said, yes. My parents spoke. But Jesus said we should go. They gave them open form to leave Borno. Coppers. They said we are standing. Oh God.
I saw brothers in prayers. Revival, Lord. I said, Jesus, that is it. When genuine people are praying, you will know. When I saw those brothers from Borno, there was a time Yobe SCF was attacked. When we were in Jigawa, when I was in Dusi or Kazauri, one of the coppers was matched from another place. I saw coppers saying, Jesus, we push an agenda. How will we? Who would have told me to go to Danzomo? Who would have beckoned on me in Lagos and asked me now? Even if Holy Spirit has told me and said, I'm sending you to Danzomo, how would I have risen from Lagos and take a vehicle? Not only did I get to Dusse, I'm still going with inside, only to get to one, as it were, forsaken desert land. And we enter that community, you will think you are in the 1940s. We saw people. Coppers in that boot. We prayed like no man's business overnight. We were praying because we knew where we are. And see, God, we were not praying and say, oh God, We gathered in compassion. Lord, do something. That's what I told brethren that night. I said, if you are a real prophet, this is what we know. Stop being a prophet of promise. No, please. If you are a prophet, give us the insight of the Holy Ghost now in Danzobu land. Demonstrate it. I saw brethren. With that time, we wanted to start planting underground churches. How we, this is the vision church, big churches don't have. Not brothers with big ministry. Simple brothers who have carried their cross. I saw sisters. Oh, they say, sister, will you stay back? No, I'm not staying back. Dan Somo must be taken. When W.S. Gumi came to Duse, and the government gave a law that they don't want him there, I was shocked as I was standing beside the window. Dan Somo people were coming to hear the gospel. After we went out, this is what has never happened before. Come back. Do you know that there are things we cannot announce that NCCF has done? Listen to me. God told me and I will tell you. There is nobody who followed that prophecy. Lord, this money is your seed. After I take what is necessary for me, take the rest. Jensen, Rocket, we are pushing. We are attracting in this house. We must circulate it, brother. With which money? Let I bet you under God. I stand in his name. I stand under the understanding that he gave. The Lord said to me, announce to them, there is nobody that signed that contract with me to release all they have. 1 year. Watch what happens. Listen to me. I have called our brothers that we serve together. I have called them. I know them. Nobody is struggling, sir. Nobody. Struggle. No. You know what Baba did? Baba was placing me. You are they that have labored with me. Oh yeah. When a brother called me and said, brother, see what God is. I said, no, it's not strange that he will do it. We are following Jesus. We are carrying our cross. And I saw brethren. I saw them. Even after we graduated, I saw brother. They are still carrying that cross. And I've been praying to God. God said, this is it. NCCF is the secret of the revival. Brothers, as we pray right now before Brahmana say close to the meeting, sing that song. Please, if you're in that meeting, and I hear the Lord said to you, something has not finished in your life.
To follow Jesus, I've carried.
Something has not. You know that you have a secret sin. It's properly. We do it publicly.
I've carried my cross.
Oh, Shande Palace.
To follow Jesus, I've carried my cross.
We are praying now.
I have carried my cross.
I sense the Lord is
just to follow Jesus.
My brothers, look at what God has done through you in your campus. When you were in the polytechnic, you say how God used you, but you must go for
just to follow.
No more emphasis of yourself.
I've carried my cross.
I have carried my cross.
Come
the other version.
I have carried
my cross.
Jesus.
Oluwa.
I've carried my cross.
Oluwa.
I have carried my cross.
If we don't have revival, it's better you kill us. If we don't have revival, it's better you kill us. How can we go?
This I have decided to do. I will carry my cross. Just to follow Jesus.
We are just praying.
I will carry my cross.
Take any position you want to pray.
I have carried my cross.
Oh, darling, sir.
I have carried my cross.
Something must finish in this meeting.
To follow.
The revival fire is here.
I will carry my cross.
It's a branch. It's a mantle for a light.
I will never die.
No more public soul.
Just to follow Jesus.
You are not holding the mic.
I will carry
because of the cross.
Oh, sir. I will carry my cross.
Where are the brothers that are not speaking to us?
Just to follow
look
Jesus.
At the way the grace of God in your life.
I will carry my cross.
As he intentionally granted you grace, what will you do with it?
Just to follow
want
Jesus.
To start a ministry for
I will
you.
Carry my cross.
Let there be prayers
for
going
the
on
rest
now.
Of my
let there be prayers going
I
on
will
now.
Carry
let there be
my
prayers
cross.
Going on now.
To follow. I will carry my cross. I have carried my cross. To follow Jesus. I
see some people weeping seriously.
Carried my cross.
Somebody must decide.
Carried my cross.
You cannot graduate on Jesus.
I have carried my cross.
What are you afraid of?
Forever. I've carried my cross.
When we carry our cross, we follow
it. My cross.
Something has finished.
To follow Jesus.
Something has finished.
I will carry my cross.
Something finished.
I have carried my cross.
Something finished.
I have carried.
When Jesus died, something finished.
To follow Jesus. I will carry my cross. Your business will be my food. I have carried my cross. Just to follow you. Wherever you may be. I have carried my cross.
God wants to display wisdom.
To follow Jesus.
God will
I
use you.
Carried
to display wisdom.
Whenever you need me, Lord,
but it's not for you.
Just to follow Jesus. I have carried my cross. To follow Jesus, I have carried my cross.
Prayer is going on now. You want to stand up, you want to sit down, you want to kneel. The Lord is doing something in your heart.
Jesus,
what is going on?
I have carried my cross.
You keep on alone.
Yes.
Shanda Paradias. Brother, you still sing it, this keyboard alone. I want you to pray. Settle it now. Why are we here? 1 year. Just 1 year. I see some people praying seriously now. See some people crying and weeping. Something finished when Jesus died. Brother, is there still a secret sin there? Nobody knows about. Unconfessing. Pride of heart. You see how pride is taking over and is hitting your heart. Submit to the cross. Be public about it. God is saying, I will give you wisdom that nations will come to listen to. But until you carry the cross, your wisdom will perish with you. God has ordained some of you to sing and be a minister that will bring back the grace and the glory of God. But I see the way you are singing now, without the cross. You want to be something. You want to release album. We have 5 more minutes.
Follow Jesus.
5 more minutes. I see a brother praying over there.
Carry the cross.
Settle it today. Who are you living for?
Follow Jesus. I have carried the cross. It may not be easy, but I will carry the cross. Just to follow Jesus.
Let's end this thing, Lord.
Carry the cross.
Let's end this thing.
Carry the cross.
Let's end this thing, Lord. Let's end this thing.
Follow Jesus.
Let's end this thing.
Carry the cross.
Do something today.
Carry the cross.
Do something today.
Carry the cross.
Do something today.
Follow Jesus.
Jesus,
I will carry the cross. I've carried the cross. I am never turning back. just to follow Jesus. I have carried the cross. I have carried the cross. I am never going back. Just to follow Jesus. I have carried the cross. I have carried the cross. I have carried Jesus.
Make this thing
serious. Follow Jesus. I have carried the cross.
About 3 more minutes.
I have carried the cross. I have carried the cross. To follow Jesus, I would carry the cross.
If you know you are in this meeting, you are not free from sin. Make it public. I want you to make it public. If you know you are not free from sin, wherever you are, if we were using the hall, there would have been space, but there's no space now. Place your hand on your chest. You know you are not free from sin. It does not matter who you are. Oh, Jesus. Make it public. You are not free from sin. And listen, this kind of thing, don't pray in tongues, though, if you are part of them. See, deliverance from sin is not tongues that take it away, it's the cross. You must be free. Make it public. Does not matter who is looking at you. I want you to speak to the Lord. Lord, after this meeting, I'm going to sit down with you. This thing must stop. You have delivered me, but I've not seen it. God bless you, friends. Those of you placing your hand on your chest, I want you to pray. Jesus. Listen, I don't know about you, but me, oh, sometimes I'm crying. Oh, brother. Say you want to be enjoying sin. Ah, not me. Jesus broke the backbone of sin. He destroyed it. Why are you still? Why are you not sure? It's now only you and Jesus. Lord, I will not cover up.
Oh, Jesus.
Lord, I'm struggling in this area. You need to help me. I lift up my eyes to the cross and not to this weakness. If you delivered people, here am I.
Let's
stop the keyboard now. Why the people pray? Brother, pray. Sister, pray. Can you boldly stand up and say, I'm free from sin? Ah, it means you have not experienced the cross. Do you have something hidden somewhere? Don't join the league of noisemakers. No, sir. God bless you, my sister. It might be a weeping matter. Be looking at the cross, not your weakness. Oh, because if you keep looking at your weakness, you will just be discouraged. Keep saying, Jesus, I come to you. This thing, I accept your deliverance. Oh, Jesus, there's no time now. Oh, Lord, I'm making it public. I'm not yet free. But I am relying on what you did. Friends, God delivered me from sin. Me that I'm carrying mic and talking to you. I was like you. I was in church. But I was not sure of my freedom. Baba delivered me. He can deliver you. It's sweet to be free. It's free. It's sweet not to have a guilt and condemnation. Oh Lord. This minister,
In Jesus' name. Now listen to me. I beg of you. See, if you are really interested in deliverance, from sin, brother, I beg you. There's no time now. It's paining me because you can't keep speaking in tongues and you are not free from sin. No, sir. Tongues does not have freedom from sin. It's revelation, light. If we cannot wait and see me, brother, chat me up. Oh. Sister, let's discuss it. Oh. Chat me up, oh, brother. Speak about this matter, sister. Let's help you. And I'll be doing that alongside with my wife for the sisters. I beg of you. You leave NCCF struggling. No, sir. Let's hold our hands and then Romana say comes to close for us. Hold your hands together. Brother, thank you for making it public. Now, I don't know who here will follow what I will share with you now. See, when I saw that I had problem, I was in ministry. Things were happening. I was crossing from one place to the other, but see, me knew that I was struggling. I didn't hear that from Paul and Peter. You know what I did? I stopped, but I went somewhere. Brother, this thing you are struggling with that you are still laughing about, I don't understand. Could you please help us separate time? 5 solid days. I was with my Bible. Morning to it. Sure. I'm not yet to speak in tongues. I was already speaking in tongues. I said, sure. I want to walk everywhere. When I hold mic or when I'm talking with a brother, nothing should prick me and say, what about you? God, I want to be free. When God's first day, it was as if I said, Lord, if you don't show me, then it's as if you caused it. God said, I will show you. He showed me. My experience began in Boko and then solidified at number 15 Ajibode Street. I'm begging you. It's possible every day to say I'm free from sin. That's one. Number two, we are praying now. So, brother, after this meeting, I hope you can start another meeting with God. You know, some of you here, the Lord is anointing you. There's an anointing coming on you. Something will scatter it. But I see the Lord say it ought not to be. That's why He's speaking to you. I want you to pray. I neglected that example. It came back. I neglected it. It came back. Now I want to close. It came back. So whoever it is for, brother or sister, God, you are there. God is asking you to do what is not convenient for you. You don't like it. Go and do it. It's not. It may not be ministry. I'm not talking ministry. Go and do it. This is strange, and I don't say it has to be like that, but it's very strange. There was a man named Derek Prince. Some of you may know him. I love the grace of God on his life. He spoke in tongues, and the interpretation followed. That's what I used to love. I don't like speaking in tongues, and there's no interpretation. It's something we should seek for, interpretation of tongues. He spoke in tongues, and interpretation came. And God led him. More than 100 of times when he was speaking tongues, interpretation will follow, and that will be prophecy. And God led him to go and marry a woman 25 years older than him. Carried my cross. Not that the man is older, 25 years older than him. The woman is 25 years older than him. Hear this, follow. He looks stupid. He looks foolish. That's like marrying your mother. That's like my own mom. My own mom said it's not 25 years old. Maybe about that age. And then God said, this woman already is like a missionary and housing less privileged girls. And that was in the time Israel was going through war. In 1948 after kind of thing. The prince accepted the will of God. And moved in to be the father of 8 girls by adoption. The Red Prince is dead. He had no single child in his life. That man, God used him to affect nations. Hear this. After some time, the first wife died. And the Lord led him again to marry another woman. This time he's older than the woman. But the woman also is the mother of maybe 3 or 5 adopted children. So altogether, the Red Prince is the father of 12 adopted children. When the first wife died, the second wife. And then he himself lived his life. God used him and then he died. I'm asking a question. Can God present before you a plan that is not in your idea? And here we go. And sister, what if it was a widower? That's why you are delayed in marriage. That God said, there's a man. I want you to be the mother of those children. Will you accept? I've left. The Lord brought the example. I left it. I said, this example doesn't look too fit. He brought it back. We're going to pray. Lord, in NCCL, we enter into... Please, if you know you are not fit for this, drop your hand. Just drop it among the brethren. We enter into a fresh commitment. We will push your agenda in this land. If you know that you are not going to be, just leave it. And see, in your prayer, I want you to begin to see. Don't mind me. Alright, there's no one here. On NCCF, there's on that logo is fire. It's fire. If that fire is a purifying fire, it's going to cross the 36 states, that fire. God wanted that fire to light. And as you are praying, I don't need those who have prophetic grace here. If you have and you have set to this foundation, I want you to see into the spirit. Let's labor first and say, God, NCCF or young, we enter into a commitment with you. We will push your divine agenda. As far as this territory is concerned, our time, our prayer, our money, we are ready under you to push your agenda. Number 2, Lord, let the fire fall upon this country that purifies the land and glorifies Christ our King. Did you get the prayer? I will leave you to pray with all your might. Let your spirit labor. Let your heart labor on that prayer. We enter into a commitment to push your divine agenda. Lord, let the fire fall to purify the land. Open your mouth and pray. You don't need keyboard to pray. You don't need, if you are waiting for sound to pray, it means you can't pray. Before Brother Manasseh, we close the meeting, please pray. And Patenzofan Sahaya Akapanzofali Toba Urapasi Novenesi Halabaketai Holy Ghost. If you are waiting for keyboard, it means you are waiting for sounds to pray. Where are the sisters who will pray and stand in the gap? We will bat things in Oyo State. Aya. We are going to bat revival in Oyo State. Are we praying? Are we praying? Are we praying? Fresh commitment. We will push your agenda. Where are the laborers? Keyboard must not help you to pray. You must learn to pray without sound. Speak to the Lord. Damn it, say it behind me, sir. I perish again, take it behind us, say. Put the best of Sandy Kabah. Shabba believe that I'm there. Only one. You're to just let the Lord. Give us a fresh commitment. Mm.
Fresh commitment. Brother, pray. Fresh commitment. To push your divine agenda. Oluwa. Can we ask for the fire now? In the 36 states of Nigeria, the fire of God, the refining fire, preparing the Lord Jesus to take over the states. Let's pray. CCS, pass through 36 states, change the land in the name of Jesus.